The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, here we go. Fox World Travel Show on the air for Saturday, March 7th. Looking over there at Rose Gray. Good morning, Rose Gray.
Hey, how are you?
I'm surprised you have a voice. You've been doing so many media interviews over everything that's going on in the world.
You have seen my face more than you like, folks.
No. I like that. Yeah, we're talking coronavirus. I don't know what it has not impacted, but it's certainly impacting your world within travel. And it's, boy, I hate to use this phrase, but it is a really fluid situation. I mean, it just seems that every single day, you know, for a long time when it popped up and it happened in Asia, I thought, okay, well, just maybe we don't go that direction. But now it's just about everywhere. And I think as soon as it hit Italy is when it started to affect a lot of travel because people were going to places like Italy. We weren't going to Iran, right?
Right. Right. So the four places that we should avoid are Iran, that probably not a big hotspot, South Korea. You would think not, but we do know that a lot of people like to use Korean Airlines when they go to Asia because it's a very nice airline, and that means you're going to be connecting in Seoul, South Korea.
Sure.
China, maybe, and then Italy. And that's when, you know, it definitely hit home and it became real, I think.
Yeah.
So one thing I want to put out there a couple of different times throughout the show, the best way to find information on our website about the coronavirus and all of the updates is do what I do. I just Google Fox World Travel coronavirus. And it takes you right to the site where we have updates. So news from CNN, we've got news from the CDC, we've got news from the World Health Organization. When somebody, be it a cruise line or a tour company, comes out with some new travel cancellation policies, you'll find them there. And so that's the best way to find that page on our website.
Are companies issuing travel advisories or updates or policy changes, or is this happening all the time?
Nonstop. So if you got an answer on Tuesday or Wednesday when you were checking to find out what your possibilities were, what your options were, you may want to call back today and find out if things have changed. Because since Wednesday, Thursday, we have had Royal Caribbean, we have had Princess, we have had NCL, and we have had Disney Cruise Lines, among a few others, come up with new temporary cancellation policies that are allowing some cruises to be canceled up to 48 hours prior through July 31 with a future cruise credit as your return. Not money, but you do get future cruise credits.
My wife and her college friends were going to go on, I think it was NCL. And just yesterday, they found out that they're going to push their trip. They're not going to, you know, they're just going to wait. But I don't know if she's getting 100%, something like that. We knew it was probably in trouble. My thrifty wife got a cabin that was inside. And then all of a sudden last week it was like, hey, we're upgrading you, which meant that people were probably bailing.
Sure.
And so now NCL has done this, and you said the other cruise lines are doing it as well.
Yeah. So actually, NCL was about the last one to do it. Royal Caribbean had a webinar for all travel agents. Royal Caribbean is the parent company of Azamara, Celebrity, and Royal Caribbean. When you think about the scope of Carnival Corp, that's Holland America, that's Carnival Cruise Lines, that's Princess, that's Seabourn. They own a lot of cruise companies. So each one of them has to look into their own organization and figure out what they're going to do, how they can stay viable and yet be responsible to their traveling guests.
Okay. We got an hour, so let's light it up. Let's talk 855-616-1620. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Got any questions about travel, ways that you might want to change your trip or alter it, or maybe what is a direction that you could head that might be, I don't want to say safe, but I want to say it looks like it's fairly untouched. I mean, can you know, one of the things my wife was talking about, they already had their tickets to Orlando. Why not just stay in Orlando then, right? You know, so sure. I think they're debating that still. But yeah, there's a lot to go on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray, WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
917 at WTMJ, 35 degrees, going to hit 52 today. Sunny, breezy, mild today. A little windy, up to 25 miles an hour. It's going to be clear tonight, down to 38. Tomorrow, pretty good, 62 for the high. Sunny, windy, but warmer again, 62. Maybe some rain on Monday with a high of 54. We're at 35 at WTMJ on the Fox World Travel Show, heading to Watertown. That's where Richard is. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I have a question about travel insurance. We have a cruise scheduled out of Rome to the Holy Land this October on Celebrity. What do you recommend?
Well, how long ago did you make the booking?
Probably a year and a half ago.
Okay, so when you purchase travel insurance, first and foremost, almost every policy is going to have a stipulation that you have a certain time to purchase it to cover pre-existing conditions. Now, that's aside from the coronavirus issue that we're talking about. But just so you know that if there are other health concerns, those won't, that you're dealing with, somebody's got high blood pressure or somebody's got diabetes or something like that, and the results in your cancellation, that's not going to be covered because you didn't buy it within 14 days after making your deposit on the cruise. Yeah. With that said,
I'm really only worried about just the coronavirus,
yeah,
or the cancellation due to that, or losing the airfare, anything that would just be, no, that could cause this to be canceled because of the virus.
Yeah, because of the virus is the key to that question, because right now that is not, if your cruise is canceled, your cruise line is going to give you a refund or an opportunity to do future cruise credits. So you're not even going to be able to make that decision. The cruise line is going to. But if you decide, when you find out that the cruise is still happening, that you do not feel comfortable with it, you have to make sure that you have purchased a policy that allows for cancel for any reason.
Okay.
Now, cancel for any reason in almost every case. You can look at Travel Guard. You can look at Alliance. You can look at TravelX. We sell Travel Guard. A cancel for any reason policy, and this has just changed within the last day, will now only give you 50% back of your purchase price of the trip. And
the premium's way high,
and the
right?
Premium's really high.
Mm-hmm.
So you can certainly do some investigating. I mean, you can go to our website, and right on our website, there is a page that says resources, and there's a thing that says travel insurance. You can put your information in, and you will get a quote. You can actually buy off that quote. But as things are progressing, insurance companies are giving less back for cover for any reason and charging more for that policy.
Okay, I will check your website then.
Okay, very good.
Richard,
thank you, Richard.
Appreciate that. It is 9:21. We're going to take a break. Going to talk about Denali National Park. Going to do that next. Fox World Travel Show. You want to join us? 855-616-1620. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, Rose is here, and you can join us. It is a Saturday. It's March 7th, and our number on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. That's what Matt is using. Matt's an Econowalk. Hey, Matt.
Good morning. I have a question pertaining to Denali National Park and their Tundra Wilderness Tour?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on it, or somebody you know been on it?
I've been on it 11 times.
Okay.
When we sell,
is it worth it?
Oh my gosh. When we sell our groups, we always make sure that we have everybody on the Tundra Wilderness Tour. There is another one that is that not included in your package, Matt?
No.
No, you have to purchase it?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So if you have to purchase it, a couple of tips. Try to get an early morning departure. The animals seem to be more active in the morning. If you can't get a morning, then go a little bit later in the afternoon. It seems if you go midday, it's siesta time for the animals. So you want to make sure you get an early morning. I've already been on them as early as 6 o'clock in the morning and was grateful for it. It is a long trip. Is that kind of your concern, Matt?
No, not at all. It's 7 to 8 hours. I have no trouble with that.
Okay. And the reason it's so iffy on the 7 to 8 is because the more animals you see, the longer it is, because your driver, you're going to be on a school bus, a modified school bus. It does not have a lavatory. Now, aren't I making that sound really, really fancy?
7 to 8 hours? That sounds fantastic.
But they stop every about 90 minutes at rest areas. But I'm telling you, there's another one called the Natural History Tour, and that's 4 hours and less expensive. But if you do that, you're only going into the paved road part of the park, and that is a very wooded area. So you may see some moose, a few other small critters. But if you really want to see caribou, grizzly bear, possibly wolves, you need to do the Tundra Wilderness full 7 to 8 hour trip.
How about the Kantishna Experience Tour?
Well,
I'm probably saying that wrong, but
Kantishna. But it's that can go as long as 14. Now then you're going to go all the way to the end if you do Kantishna.
Right.
Yep. If you have the stamina and you want to do that, you will end up at Wonder Lake. And that's very beautiful. But typically, that's a little much for our guests. So we include always the Tundra Wilderness Tour on all of our Alaska groups.
Lots of Alaska knowledge for sure. The website, foxworldtravel.com. Let's head to Oak Creek. That's where Marge is. Hey, Marge.
Good morning.
Hi, Marge.
I have a question. Hi, I have a question for you, Rose. A friend and I are looking for 7 to 8, maybe 9 day cruise to Croatia with a visit to Monte de Nero. Am I saying that right?
Monte de Negro? Montenegro?
There we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In mid to late June. I know Insight Vacations has a cruise there, but it's a little longer than I want to go. To your knowledge, are there any other cruise lines that may have something that we could join?
Are you looking at big ship cruising?
What's your definition of big ship cruising?
Well, not a river cruise, or not something that's like a 600-passenger high-end luxury cruise line.
Neither one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, no river cruises, no.
Okay, So if you're looking for a big ship cruise, I would think you could start out looking at a couple of them. I think if you look at Azamara and Celebrity, yes, those are both owned by Royal Caribbean. One of them is going to have, how many ports of call were you hoping for in Croatia?
Maybe 5.
Okay, so you're going to go to Dubrovnik probably, and you're going to go to Split.
Yeah.
Okay, those are the two most common ports of call. And then if you find a Montenegro included in it, it may sometimes eliminate one of the Croatia ports of call, because there will be other ones as well. So higher end, Holland America may have something, check that. Azamara or Celebrity may have something, check that. And then also there may be something on Royal Caribbean if you take a look at that. The really best way to do it is, our travel consultants are so sharp with this kind of stuff that if at 10 o'clock our office is open, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and maybe what you do is ask them to dig into it a little bit, and then you could sit down with them and do a comparison of the two or three itineraries that they found for you.
Awesome. Okay. I I will give them a jingle shortly after 10.
That sounds great. Good. 866 Go Fox Go. Thanks, Marge.
Thank you, Marge. Appreciate that. It's 928. Let's see. Fox World Travel website is really good. They do business travel and they do vacation travel. That's what Rose's thing is. And lots of questions about coronavirus. And you said earlier, the best sites to check, what would you recommend?
What I do is I always have travel.state.gov. in my favorites. I always have the CDC website in my favorites, and I've recently added WHO World Health Organization to my favorites.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Those are the three that I go to.
Is there any area that has not popped up yet?
Costa Rica.
That's it.
That's where I'm going. I look at Costa Rica daily just to make sure, but you know, we're going. The family's going, the grandkids are going, and we're going. And unless something really dramatic, and it could, because we've seen some things dramatically changing over the course of the last couple of days, we're doing it. And
you've done a ton of media on the impact on the travel business, but do you think it's getting amped up a little bit with coverage? You think people are getting worried? Yeah. I mean, we're certainly seeing it in what I do Monday through Friday.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a newsworthy. I always have to kind of weigh out my options when somebody asks me to do some media. Am I fueling the fire or am I exposing Fox as the expert? And I chose the latter.
Yeah, there you go.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Saturday, March 7th. Rolls on. Rose Gray is here. I'm Danny Clayton, and you can join us, the Acumen Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Text comes in. Fortune favors the bold. Are there cancellations for Alaska, and can I take advantage of this?
Yes. Okay. We have had some cancellations, not a lot. June, July, and August, we've got some group travel that were sold out and may now have some space available. So if you are one of those people that just were told, well, I'm sorry, you can't get on, there have been some cancellations. Okay. On mine was one that was sold out for August. If you feel like this is a golden opportunity, I would definitely give us a call.
There you go. Here's another one. This is creative.
Okay. And right. When you read it to me the first time, I read it. It's funny.
All right. So we're talking about the coronavirus impact and a lot of questions about travel insurance. And we'll cover that in a little bit. But there is a policy called a cancel for any reason policy. That's the correct term, right?
Yep.
Right. It's more expensive. And you only get about, you said 50%, 70?
It was 75%. Now, okay. TravelGuard went down to 50%. Okay. It is my understanding.
Here's the question. This guy must be in the stock market. He must hedge bets. Can you purchase two cancel for any reason insurance policies if they only reimburse 50%? Maybe two different companies.
Well, it would have to be two different companies.
Yeah.
Because the company that you bought policy number one with would realize that you were buying a second policy.
Yeah.
But that is a very good question. One that I do not exactly have the answer
to.
Well,
that's a crazy question. Funny.
We are so partnered with our good friends at TravelGuard that my first order of business upon returning to my desk later this afternoon, I am going to send an email to our representative from TravelGuard and pose that question. And I will have the answer next week, Saturday.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's very clever.
Well, you need to do the math, right? Because they're expensive policies.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then you're assuming that it would, well, it is canceled for any reason. Yeah.
It's canceled for any reason. And what people are used to purchasing, Apple Vacations and Funjet Vacations had policies that they offered that allowed you to cancel for any reason. That was their policy. It was included in the policy. And so if people couldn't get somebody to stay with their dog, or just think of the craziest thing, you'd be covered. But when we are now talking about their medical coverage wasn't great, and their medical evacuation policy, part of the policy wasn't great either. So we always would sit down with our clients and say, okay, what is it that you're really covering here? Are you more concerned about medical, or are you more concerned about canceling?
Mm-hmm.
And then we would make an educated decision with the client's input and we would purchase that policy. So for those people who are big Sun and Funds, they go to Mexico or the Caribbean with Apple and Fungifications every year. They're not used to an insurance policy that doesn't allow you to cancel for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you really have to dig deep into these policies. As I've said, we purchase them for you. You get an email. It's got a one-page summary of your policy. And then 3 or 4 business days later, your policy comes in the mail. And it's about 27 pages. Nobody reads them. And they put them in the drawer and they keep that one-page summary.
Yeah.
And we need to have people be a little bit more aware of what exactly is included in those policies.
Again, if you just joined us, we're talking about the coronavirus impact. And one thing that my boss, Dave Spano at Annex Wealth Management, always says is about this is, listen, this is a known unknown, right?
That's such a
known
perfect way
unknown.
Of saying
and
it.
So the tough thing is that it's a known unknown, but you see the economic impact of this, and not just in your business, but also, I mean, you look at South by Southwest, the huge cultural music film festival that was just canceled in Austin, Texas. And you think about the caterers, you think about the travel industry, you think about the restaurants that were, you know, going to be impacted by this. And it's just, this too shall pass. We sure hope, right?
Right.
And then things come back. It's the temporary hit that is really, really tough. So work with professionals, work with Fox World Travel, figure things out. And again, like our texter just said, fortune favors the bold. Can I still go to Alaska? And you know what? Things have opened up.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's true. It's right. True. And we're there for you. That's
yeah,
the whole
there
thing.
You go.
We're there for you.
Yep. 855-616-1620. Hackett & Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's talk on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Nice weekend. Sunny, breezy, mild today. A little windy, though, 25 miles an hour, but the high is 52. It's going to be clear tonight, only 38. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, warmer, 62 degrees. We are sitting at 35 degrees over on the east side, not far from Lake Michigan, so it's probably a little warmer inland. This is the Fox World Travel Show. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is here, 855-616-1620, the Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We've had a lot of coronavirus updates, but one thing we have not talked about is your little trip to Ireland, which is kind of snuck in. Is that September?
It's in September, September 5th. And actually, I have about 12 seats
left. That's it.
So people are not worried about Ireland at this point in time, I guess.
No.
So that's a good thing.
There you go. All right. So go to Ireland with Rose. Antonella, good morning.
Good morning. So a group of us are going to Jamaica at the end of June. My brother's getting married in a grill, and I was wondering about Club Mobay. We were originally just going to do the departure, but I heard a busy season, you can be waiting in those airport lines for quite some time. So I'm not really sure what busy season is. So we're going the day after Father's Day, June 22nd, and we arrive in Jamaica around noon.
That's not busy season. So if you feel like, I completely understand. I have done Mobay in both directions. Mobay Club, for those people who don't know, is this great concept that they have at the Jamaica airport whereby you are met upon arrival by a representative who whisks you through customs. You pass all the lines, you pass all the immigration lines, and you get whisked through to the baggage claim, and voila, if you have to wait for your transfer, there's this lovely area where they have Red Stripe and they have other things available while you wait for your transfers and the rest of your party and things like that. Very, very worth it to me. On the return, oftentimes tour operators will get you to your airport, to the Montego Bay Airport, 3 hours prior. Maybe your flight's not until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but they're going to pick you up at your resort by 11 to get you there by noon because they want the room, probably. So in any event, it's a good way to kill time. Everything is included in that package. So there's little sandwiches and there are lovely little desserts. And if you have children, there are 3 or 4 little play areas for them. And there are movies and there are big screens with videos running. So it is worth it for that aspect of it. But if I had to choose, I'd pick the arrival over the return.
Antonella's going to be kind of partied out by then.
Yeah. What is the charge?
So
for
you're
the...
suggesting? Oh, I want to say it's 50 for arrival and 30 for departure.
Yep, that sounds. So
you're suggesting.
Right.
You're suggesting do it for the arrival and not the departure?
If you don't want to. I mean, if you were saying to yourself, well, like, we could save a little money. It's a great perk. It's a wonderful enhancement to your entire experience in both directions. I love it. But if you were saying, oh, that's a lot of money, I love having somebody waiting for me with my name on a sign, and they whisk you through all of the processing upon arrival.
Got it. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent cool. question. Thank you very much. We haven't talked about Mobay Club much.
No, sounds fun. But I agree. You're kind of amped up when you're going in. Yeah. So be treated nice. And then yep. on the way back, you might. Yeah. You just want to.
Because sitting in the Montego Bay Airport isn't horrible, you know, but it's this room.
I bet it's super interesting.
They feed you and they have drinks and they have. Yeah.
See, I still don't travel enough that I still find airports kind of fascinating.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
you don't.
No, I'm a good people watcher.
Are you?
I don't really mind hanging out in airports. They've made it so. First of all, there's shopping and there's restaurants and there's charging stations, and you can go get a massage. Not that I would do that in an airport, but there are so many things you can do at airports now that it's not horrible.
Got it. Okay. Quick question. This is Pat in Pewaukee, and it's we've gotten a number of these, but she's asking about Florida, Disney, end of the month, coronavirus. What are the sites you like to stay up to speed on?
Well,
on this?
First of all, always stay abreast by doing travel.state.gov, because they're going to give you updates on where they're recommending, where the government of the United States is recommending that you do not travel. Then you want to look at the CDC, what levels are they putting on certain areas. You want to continue to monitor your destination. Well, I talked about this with a lovely reporter from Spectrum News One yesterday. What is your expectation of this trip? I just was talking to Tom Faza as he was leaving. If you were going to Paris to see the Mona Lisa at the Louvre, that was your number one goal, and the Louvre was closed, which it is, would you cancel your trip?
Mm-mm.
You know, yep. So you have to decide. I wish each person could just have some soul searching and some time with us. It's what are your expectations? What are you hoping to get from this trip? Is the anxiety level so high that you're not going to enjoy this trip no matter what? Take those things into consideration.
There you go. Rose Gray, Fox World Travel, 855-616-1620 is our number. That's the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. But the website, foxworldtravel.com, opening at 10 a.m. today.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
So I just heard you with Jim from Stan's talking about Echo. Tom Faza had Echo shoes on today.
Oh,
yeah. Interesting. So, yeah, so he is traveling. Proper footwear while you're traveling. Great partnership essential. With you and Stan's Fit for Your Feet. I mean, it's just
critical to have good footwear. There is nothing worse than looking stylish and having blisters.
Right. If you had to pick between.
Well, I've learned my lesson. I'm quite vain when it comes to, especially going to Europe. I don't want to look like that lady that doesn't know how to dress.
Got
like
it.
A. So I don't care anymore. And now you can go and get stylish, comfortable, sensible shoes.
Yep.
So
there you go. Let's go to Sheboygan. Hey, Barb.
Good morning. Rose, this is Barb in Sheboygan, and
hi.
I had a question. I'm going with my son and his wife and 3.5-month-old daughter to Cozumel on Wednesday. We're traveling through Atlanta, and on the way back, we're traveling through Minneapolis. Just wondering if there's any special precautions going through the airports.
Not really. We know that the masks don't work. That what the masks do, actually, is prevent you from touching your face. And most of these sites, World Health Organization and CDC and a few others, are telling us that that's what's happening. Somebody said we could touch our face up to 3,000 times a day. I don't really know if we're awake for, a grand total of 18 hours. How could you touch your face 3,000
really?
Times? Yeah, that's what it said. So anyway,
I'm going to go in and touch Sean's face, our producer.
So we're touching surfaces that have the droplets on them, and then we're putting our hands to our face. But the best thing that I can suggest that you do is have sanitary wipes. I have done wiping down of airline seats, tray table. They claim that the tray table on your airline seat is more full of germs than the lavatory. So I'm just a big wiping down absolutely everything.
And Rose has for years. In fact, she'll come into the WTMJ studio, and she's got this whole process that she does. She could do, you could have an appendectomy over there, and you would be probably sterile enough to do it. So,
yes. Yeah. Well, you don't know who touched this mouse and this keyboard and this microphone.
Well, actually, I do, and that's the problem. Okay, here's another text question. Speaking of Costa Rica, do you recommend the Caravan Tour Company for the 9-day Costa Rica Natural Paradise Tour? That's from Janice in Jackson.
Yes.
If you're nasty.
We don't talk a lot
Janice
about
Jackson.
Janice
okay,
Jackson.
All right, never mind.
But that would be Janet Jackson.
No.
Oh, so we don't talk a lot about Caravan. They do a great job. They actually, I believe, way many years ago were the official tour company of the Olympics. But one itinerary that we do know they do a great job with, a destination that we know they're good in, is Costa Rica. Last time I was in Costa Rica, I was at the hot springs with a group of people that were on Caravan, and they were just gushing about how good it is. Now, when we talk about Costa Rica, there's kind of two different ways you can do this. Apple Vacations has a nonstop charter that goes out of Rockford, Illinois, and flies to Liberia. And that is kind of the touristy area. That's the black sand northwestern beaches of Costa Rica. And there are oodles and oodles of new and some older ones, but all-inclusive resorts. And we Americans love all-inclusive resorts. And we love to find new destinations that have all-inclusive resorts. So that's that particular experience. Caravan experience is much different. You're going to fly into San Jose. You're going to learn all about the entire country, visit Monteverde Cloud Forest and the Arenal Volcano, and go ziplining and go to the hot springs and a much more in-depth look at the country. But okay. They do a great job.
There you go. Let's see. Carrie texted in or called in, and you and I are going to Norway, I believe, with Carrie in July.
Yeah.
We're good.
We're absolutely
okay.
Good. We're taking this on a sort of day-by-day basis. And, of course, we at Fox World Travel only partner with the best of the best. And this happens to be Insight Vacations. If something were to come up, they would tell us. They would be the ones that would help us work through the decision as to whether or not this was going to be canceled.
And remember, there's not much contact between Norwegians and other Norwegians. It's not a hugging people. Dave in Sturgeon Bay, real quick, any opinion on Secrets in Mallorca, Spain?
I don't know very much about it, as a matter of fact. What I can tell you is this. Secrets are always wonderful properties because they are an AM resort type property. And Mallorca is a hot new destination. Everybody wants to go to the little island of Mallorca. So if it's Secrets, it can't be bad.
Yeah,
that's the way I look at it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. As always, Fox World Travel is on top of it. If you have questions, if you have concerns, if you want to strike with opportunity, because things have opened up for Alaska, people that have decided that they're going to put it off for a year, you can still go to Alaska this summer. That's usually a rare thing. Rose, thank you very much.
My pleasure. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.